The ink is barely dry, but the Tasmanian Forest peace deal is already bringing hope to timber workers and some environmentalists. Tasmania's parliament this week finally approved the deal that could eventually see the protection of more than 500,000 hectares of native forest. In the past, timber workers have complained about the creation of new reserves, but this time the workers are celebrating the agreement, saying it brings much-needed certainty to their jobs. Felicity Ogilvie reports from the Southern Forests of Tasmania.
It's raining in the Weld Valley, where Phil Pullinger from Environment Tasmania is visiting some of the forest that is now protected by the peace deal. 6-metre-tall ferns dwarf him as he walks near giant trees that are covered in moss.
These areas, until now, have been designated as state forest, available for logging. Without this agreement, that would continue.
This forest has been given immediate protection. It's part of 120,000 hectares of new reserves across Tasmania that have been earmarked to be included in a World Heritage Area.
Giant old-growth forests that are one of the many flashpoints for conflict in Tasmania for many, many years. But under this agreement, the forests outside the current World Heritage Area that this river runs through will now be added to the World Heritage List and formally inscribed as reserves.
But the so-called peace deal hasn't appeased every environment group. Jenny Weber from the Huon Valley Environment Centre didn't sign the deal, and she's vowing to continue protesting against timber companies like Ta'an.
Now, there are many of those native forests that did miss out on protection. There were compromises made through the process where there was forest left out of the protection, and so they're the forests that we will be continuing to stand up for.
The workers at the Ta'an timber mill are peeling logs, making timber veneer that will be used in products like flooring. The operations manager for Ta'an Tasmania, Paul Woolley, hopes the peace deal will be enough to rebuild the overseas markets that have been lost by protest action.
We've got the support of the wider, the mainstream environmental groups, so we're putting our eggs in that basket, thinking, you know, that's going to have more sway than the fringe groups.
Workers at Ta'an, like Della Webb and Anna Charlesworth, say the forest agreement gives them job security.
Now that it's passed, it's really good because I have a mortgage and stuff, and I was really worried about what I was going to do without a job, but now it's really, really good. Fantastic.
This may mean I might get permanency, which is a really good thing for me. I've got 4 kids at home, and food on the table is a good thing, I suppose, isn't it?
Ta'an says 100 jobs could have been lost if the peace deal wasn't approved by the Tasmanian Parliament.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.